Sorry.
That lovely harmonizing, bringing us in, man. What's up, fellas? Quarantine life.
I need to apologize to you, Sean.
I can't wait for this.
And Boner meets the Fonz.
And apparently, contrary to popular belief, Sean has some sort of game or is a gamer.
Yeah, I got an Xbox. Y'all are in trouble.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hey!
Well, hello.
Hi, guys.
Yeah, you're just this Boner doing his Joe Pesci imitation.
Yeah. What was that about the drive-thru?
Have sex with you at the drive-thru.
Oh, okay.
They make the sweet, sweet love to you at the drive-thru, according to Lethal Weapon.
Yeah.
I've been through a lot of drive-thrus. I'd say, do you have to?
I don't know. Can I get a free taco out of that? Or?
Yeah. I prefer the curbside sweet loving.
Yeah. Right. I don't want to go too far.
Social distancing.
Keep it back.
Well, 6 don't feet. Worry.
So have you guys been out? I know, Greg, you live in Georgia, so you have had the opportunity to go see a movie in a movie theater. Have you taken
I've gone to a movie. I've gone bowling. I've had my hair done, my nails done. It's all good.
Wow, nice. Greg says it's good out there.
Of course, yeah. That was my mortician getting me ready with my nails and my hair. But anyway.
Right. And I saw the greatest meme the other day. It said, some states opening while other states aren't opening is like having a peeing section in your swimming pool.
That's a very good analogy for what's happening right now. I think that's.
I thought that was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I would have never thought of that. That's how brilliant that. That's good.
Yeah,
that's real good.
So, way
above my brain.
What's funny about that is that I got married in August of 1987.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Now this was,
hang on, let me say that again. Oh my god.
It was
that was before Sean was even born.
I know.
No,
I know.
I was
no, I mean, that's silly. You were already out in the outfield holding a hot dog and a plate of nachos.
That was years
chili.
Later. This was Husky Sean, 7th grade.
But seriously, Husky. In 1987, we flew out of New Orleans to fly to Orlando for our honeymoon. 1987, and they were slowly rolling out no smoking on airplanes. And I say slowly, but on the last 10 rows of an airplane, you could smoke.
Right. Nice.
That's like having a peeing section in your pool.
That's another great analogy for that. And that was back in 1987. And here we are in 2020. When you got an airplane, they still have no smoking signs. Like,
I know.
There's still people out there who don't know.
Yeah, that still baffles me a little bit because you haven't been able to smoke on a plane in 30 years. And, you know, these planes are clearly newer than 30 years old. So why do you still have that stupid sign?
Because one day we all hope.
It's like,
because you have to have a sign. Because you have to have a sign. My wife took the kids to, this was several years ago, took the kids to the library. Took the kids to the library, and in the middle of the library, they could hear a little yappy dog in a library. This was before emotional support dogs were a thing. So this woman had stuck her little yappy dog into the library. The librarian did come up to her and say, dogs aren't allowed here. And the woman says, oh, I didn't see a sign.
Oh. That's no wonder you shot that guy 17 times in the face. He didn't have a sign.
Exactly. No sign.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And that's right up there. You know, they talk about, somebody coming into your house and, you shoot them because they're in your house, and then you get in trouble for shooting them because they sue you and go, well, I was only there to steal his TV. I'm like, well, the jackass didn't wear a shirt that said, I'm only here to steal your TV, or, have a big fat sign that says, hey, homeowner, I'm only here to steal the TV. Please don't shoot me. You're in my house. I'm going to shoot your ass, you dill hole.
But what if you had a sign that said, I will shoot you, you dill hole?
And then I don't know. I never really thought about it the other way around. What if I did have a sign?
There was clearly a sign in my front yard that said, I will shoot you if you come in. Fine. I did nothing wrong. There was a sign.
Yeah. No. Well, there was a sign. I don't know what to tell you.
But see, you run into other trouble too, because I hear that.
Well, then I probably would get in trouble because it wasn't in Braille, or the guy's colorblind, and you wrote it in red. I don't know.
Should have known better.
Yeah, you should have known better.
Should have known better, buddy.
So what have you dopes been watching on the TV for the last week?
Well, I did watch Waco. I finished that limited series.
It was good, right?
Yeah, I felt pissed off at the end of it, but yes, it was good.
Yeah, no, it was good. Sean, have you seen it?
No. It's in my queue. I saw the 2-minute trailer. It looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, you're doing a hell of a job. All right.
Yes. So, all right.
What else have you seen?
I still haven't made it past the 2 episodes of Ozark. I was telling you guys excited that I watched last week. I'm still at that point in time on that too. So.
Oh God.
But I got a reason though, man. I'm a Super Bowl winning head coach. So calm down. Whoa. I've had a lot going on.
Wait, what? Say what?
I have a Lombardi trophy now. So.
How did you manage this? Was it on eBay?
Because that guy didn't have a sign. That's why.
Yeah, I just saw it. I was like, I'm going to take it. No, we became an Xbox family, like a little quarantine purchase. We got an Xbox to pass the time.
Okay, hang on, Sean. How old are your children?
Greg, don't do this. I know what he's going to do. I know exactly. My kids
2 and 3.
Well, my one daughter coincidentally has a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks, so it even fits more perfectly into my well thought out plan of why we need an Xbox. Okay. So we became an Xbox family regardless of birthday presents.
Regardless of the age of your children.
7 and 3, but they'll grow into it.
Okay, no, 7's cool. 7 is Xbox.
Yeah, no, my one daughter, she's all about it. We're going to get her like a dancing dance game. She'll have a bunch of fun. But sure. I started with Madden. Well, I started with Call of Duty. I got the Call of Duty game. But let me tell you this. This video game system is the first system I've had in my life since a PlayStation 2. And that's been like the late 90s, I think.
Have you either of you heard of something called Pong? That's the last video game I had.
Ooh.
I heard about that.
Oh, I've read of it in books.
I've heard of that in a museum somewhere.
And by the way, if a girl tells you she's an Instagram model, can you say that you're a Call of Duty soldier?
You can.
Yeah, okay, I can. Cool.
Oh, sure.
I'm not trying to claim anything Call of Duty yet. I can't get on to play it. Like, I have yet to fire a bullet at anybody, and I've had this for a week. It is wild. Like, you just don't put the game on and play it. Like, you have to, like, have a handle, like a name. You have to have...
Dude, you know what's funny? That game came out, what, like 10, 15 years ago?
Well, this is the upgraded version.
No, this is like the new one, but I mean the original one.
I didn't know that. Yeah, sure.
I don't know. It came out like a long time ago. When it came out, I got the game, and I never once fired a bullet, ever. Not one, not ever, Never.
It's like, is it impossible to do? It's playing like mind games with me, guy. Like, how do you get on this thing to just play?
I know. And at that point, my kids were too young to even figure it out for me. So eventually they figure it out, you know, when they got old enough, you know, my son did. And he's like, you know, and then he's in there, you know, killing the whole world. And I'm like, well, how did you even get in there? Dad, you're an idiot. You just do. And I'm like, okay. And that was the last time I ever played a video game on the Xbox. I'm like, that's it.
All out. It's funny. I was talking about this on the air the other morning. One of our listeners, Paul, emailed me on Facebook, and he's like, "Dude, I'm great at video games. If you have any questions, let me know." And I was like,
"How the hell do you get on Call of Duty?"
I was like, "Do I need like an Xbox Live account? Like, do I have to pay money to play the game I've already paid a lot of money to own?" And I think I do. And I think that's what the disconnect is in my brain.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I bought the game and I could play the game, but I think I have to buy a membership to go online to play with a bunch of people I don't want to play with who are just going to make fun of me. Like, I just want to play. Can you just play the computer anymore? Like, that's what we used to call it. We just play in the computer.
Yeah. And it was probably about 20 years ago. I, was it an Xbox? I think it was an Xbox. They had a fishing game and you had to get this special fishing pole controller deal. This is like the greatest game ever. I sit in there in my living room, you know, you got a cast and reel this thing in. And my wife's sitting there. I don't even know if we were married yet, but she's sitting there like, "What the hell are you doing? I'm fishing. In the living room, and I'm going to catch something here in a second." And then, you know, something bites and you got to pull back on this thing. And I'm like, man, this is my speed here, you know, sitting on there trying to, you know, navigate a spaceship or some other kind of crap and shoot this that might jump out from under. I'm like, man, I don't have time for all this. I do not have time to get good at this game. I don't have that
now
kind of time.
On quarantine, which is like, you know what? That's why I was like getting the Xbox. Like, I got time to figure this out, but then I couldn't. And now I think I'm have to buy the Xbox membership because I got time to play the game.
Yeah.
But what
you went Xbox. I went with poker.
Yeah. You did.
And I've been trying to learn how to play poker, and I thought I was getting kind of good at it because I was on this site with a buddy of mine who's incredibly good, and he's telling me, "Hey, yeah, do that." You know, I got him on the phone. He's like, "Yeah, no, do this, do that." And next thing you know, I win like $2.4 million, you know, in chips and everything. So then last night I'm sitting there going, "Well, let me see what happens if you know, dude's not here." So
I got this.
Yes.
Yeah. So I woke up this morning with $41 in chips and that was I pissed away $2.4 million last night within about, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Thanks for your help, friend. I got it from here.
Yeah. So I may have to call him again.
Yeah, you need back on your team. Like, you think you're good at something. You have the confidence. Like, yeah, I nailed it. I got it. Yeah. I did it on the Xbox. That's where I got my Lombardi trophy from. I stopped that Call of Duty nonsense and just went with what I know, Madden football. So I put it in, and I started a season, and I won the Super Bowl as the New York Jets. I went 18-0. Yeah, you're cracking that beer for me right now, Boner. Dump it on my head.
That's
my head.
No, that
dump
one.
It on my head.
This one's mine.
No, I'm a Super Bowl winning head coach. Dump it on my head.
Dump a white claw on your head.
I'll go get you one of those. I got a few I haven't got to just yet as I'm celebrating.
And I'm curious, when you drink the white claw, does it taste like vagina? Or
why do you think I drink so much of it?
I'm just curious. And once again, I saw something about, you know, the scientists are wondering if maybe since men end up getting the coronavirus more or it's way worse for them, they're wondering if maybe it's the estrogen. Are you drinking the White Claw to boost your estrogen level?
Well, during quarantine, it's a good time to get my boobs in shape. So the added doesn't hurt. You know, I got a nice set going. The summer's coming.
Okay.
So summer, maybe Bobby's, I do, if you ask.
All right. So if I hear Greg say, "Hey, Sean, nice rack," you know, I shouldn't be. God, I should, I'm think scared. Nothing of it.
Move along. Like, nothing else to see here.
Put on that seltzer kick. Nice rack.
Oh, it's the seltzer. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah, and I eat a lot of pineapple too, so I got a hell of a diet going on.
Speaking of which, have you guys weighed yourselves lately?
Like, what do you mean by lately?
Yeah, I mean, during this time of quarantine, they say, you know, the quarantine 15.
Oh, I go by weight. Is that what that meant?
Yeah.
Oh, I better get offline.
No. No, have you gained any weight?
Well, I think that's a given, I would think.
Okay.
I mean, I have not weighed myself, no. But the fact that the wife hasn't had any interest in me in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going with yes.
Yeah.
I think she has weighed me with her eyes.
Yeah. Quarantine 15 does not mean 15 times while in quarantine. No.
Quarantine 15.
I thought it meant 15 times a day I should, you know.
Yeah. Well,
are you doing any working out? Are you doing any, you know?
That's what I would just said.
Yeah. That was. So we know the answer is no for you. I was asking Ramden.
Well, the thing is, yeah, I've been velveting the chicken every now and then, but, you know, other than that, trying to eat.
I got to pass the time. There we go. Back to celebrating my Super Bowl championship, boner. Yeah. So, yeah, and it doesn't matter that I won that on the easiest level possible, made for children. It still counts as a win in video game history. So,
is that the novice or practice level that you were on?
There's four levels. And the first level, the easiest one possible, I went with, and I just dominated the game. And I felt like I was the best video game player ever. And after I won the Super Bowl, I was like, all right, I felt confident. So then I went up, not to the second level, I went up to the third level. And I was like, I'm going to get it. And I was playing the Browns week one. They were kicking my ass 24-0 halfway through the second quarter, and I just turned it off. I was so frustrated, so annoyed. It felt like I felt playing video games as a child. I suck at them. Anybody with any skill to video game will just beat me.
All right, now, do you remember back and we both used to play, you know, fantasy baseball for money? Mm-hmm. Right. Do you remember when you first got onto that website, it gives you like a couple of games or something like that to play against, you know, the other morons that are, you know, like brand new. Mm-hmm. And do you remember that?
Yeah. And I was good against those guys.
I know. And that was like the first couple, two or three games I played in there against, you know, idiots. I destroyed them. And I'm like, I am the greatest fantasy baseball player of all time. I rule. I'm going to go in and I'm going to play. And, you know, there's like the $5 games and whatever. I'm like, no, screw that. I'm going to the big money. And immediately got my ass kicked. Like, just like right off the bat. First game, pissed all my money away and went, okay, maybe I'm not that good.
That's how they act. That's it. You get like, it's like the white man can't jump. You get hustled. Like, oh, I'll beat you. And then it's like, you just, they get you.
That's
same
right.
Thing in those poker rooms.
The white man.
An easy level in video
can't
games.
Jump. There ain't no vistas of no views.
Nah, dude, white man can't jump. I also on quarantine have a basketball hoop that goes up and down, and you can like lower it down to 7 feet. And I go out there every day and try to touch the rim, and I can't. Like, I jump as hard as I can, and it's just like I go nowhere.
And well, you're like, gonna have to, you know, at least get like setting. An inch off the ground.
It's at the lowest setting. I'm out there just like waving at it. Like, I just like, God, like almost. I'm gonna get it one day if I have to.
No.
So stupid. And you know, exercise though.
And Kobe Bryant is in heaven looking down, laughing at your dumb ass.
Especially because I like shout out his name when I shoot the ball from halfway in the backyard. I'm like, Kobe,
I love you, Kobe Bryant. I would do you if you were here.
And
then nothing.
And nothing.
And Sean, I think the way you're doing it, I think the way you're doing it, it would be considered sacrilege.
Probably. And I probably shouldn't do this, but I think I'm inadvertently teaching my daughter how to gamble. Because I'm like, what do you think? For a dollar, daddy makes the shot. She's like, you're not going to make it. And I missed it. And I was like, all right, I'll tell you what, double or nothing. You know what that is? I was like, I'll give you $2 if I miss. But if I make it, you get nothing. And this went on. I owe her $8 now.
That counts as homeschooling credit, doesn't it?
There you go.
Well, that's math.
Yeah, she's learning math.
There you go.
My wife was not. She's like, Dad, owes me $8. She's like, what for? He's like, he missed all his basketball shots.
I had a straight flush. He had a pair.
Oops. Oops. Well,
do you guys play poker?
I do not.
I do. I have a poker table.
What?
That doesn't mean that you play poker. You have a poker table. Do you play poker?
I own a banjo. Ah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a guitar. I have a lot of them. It doesn't mean I'm worth a shit.
I had a streak before I got married where I was in a weekly poker game for probably like 3.5 years straight. So I've played in a... But I don't play currently, but I currently do have a poker table.
It's like, well, I have a deck of cards. Well, super. Yeah. All right.
It's like when somebody asked me if I could play golf. Clearly,
it's same thing. Yeah. Do you play golf? Oh yeah, I'm awesome.
Well, no, I just say my answer is I can play with anyone. Because I can play with anyone. Right. I can play with you. I can play with Greg. I can play with anybody who invited me to play. So I think that's a fair answer.
All right. I'll buy that. Terrible, but all right.
I can play with anyone. Just leave them wanting more.
So, Sean, have you spent the last week trying to figure out Call of Duty, or did you catch any streaming shows yourself?
I have been on Call of Duty on Xbox because I played the whole season. I played like 18 games of Madden. I watched The Last Dance. And, oh, okay. I watched I was super excited about the NFL draft. And so excited, my friends and I, my high school friends, and this is a group of guys I haven't talked to like in 20 years. And we've kind of reconnected during quarantine.
Ah, very cool.
And we had a Zoom conference call during the draft. We're going to like, let's pretend we're at the bar, we'll watch the draft, we'll all drink and watch our teams. Sixth pick. My friend is so hammered. He's like drinking like vodka. Like, it's Thursday night, bro. Calm down. But whatever. He's hammered. And he puts his phone down. He's on the FaceTime or Zoom, whatever. He puts his phone on the coffee table. I'm just going to sit in the recliner and talk to you guys from here. I'll leave it on. Where you see a ceiling fan going around. And then, like, just hear. And he's legitimately passed out. And there's 8 people on here. We're talking, having a conversation. He's snoring through the whole thing. So then, just us being us, we are just calling everybody we know that knows him to try to get them to join us to, like, laugh at him falling asleep drunk during the draft. So it was entertaining, man. If I could have tweeted out the link, I would have been like, live stream friend drunk on couch. Like, I just don't know how to do it, but I wanted to.
Oh man, that's great.
Now, you mentioned you did watch the final episodes of The Last Dance.
Yeah, the 3 and 4. I watched those. Okay. Did you see those?
I did not, but I that reminds me, I have an apology for you, Sean, from last week's episode.
Oh, what happened?
What?
No, well, apology for me. This doesn't happen much.
If you remember, yeah, can we just shut this thing down? I'm very good at shutting it down.
Make sure we clip this part.
No, but last week we were talking about The Last Dance, the first two episodes were out, and I was wondering about Michael Jordan, because remember, he played minor league baseball. He played for the Birmingham Barons, and they even came to town to play the Lookouts. And you said, oh, yeah, at historic Ingalls Stadium. And I said, no, it was already AT&T Field. Well, I did some fact-checking since last week. That was 1994. It was indeed Birmingham Barons versus the Lookouts at home at Ingalls Stadium. AT&T Field didn't open until 2000. So I apologize.
Nice. I would have died on the hill and just be like, nope, he never once played there. But you took the apologetic approach. Good man you are, Ramden. I would have never known. I forget what we talk about once we talk about it.
No, I it just stuck with me, and I said, maybe not, because you reach a certain age in your life. The term time is relative. Think about it. That was 1994, which was 20 plus years ago, correct? Yeah, 26.
I don't know. That's math.
It is math. But if you think about it, at a man of a certain age, that wasn't that long ago in my brain. But if you asked a 7-year-old to wait a year, to a 7-year-old, that's 1/7 of their life.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You see? We're getting all like philosophical here. I'm going to have another beer.
We can do the same thing with music. Like when you're a teenager and you're 15, a song that came out when you were 8, you think is like a classic record. But when you're, you know, 45, a record like, wow, that song's only 20 years old. Oh, all right, cool.
And see, that is exactly right. When people say that we meaning Rock 105, we play too many classic songs. What do people consider classic? 5 years ago? 7 years ago? 10 years ago? What is it?
It's also subjective to what, yeah, in your brain. It's funny because,
idea.
It is like, you know, younger kids or younger people think songs that are like 7 years old are like just ancient. Just like they think, you know, you're old or I'm old.
Yeah. Or they look at the born-on date on beer and go, oh, this is too old.
Yeah, you've never said that, ever. Have you ever looked at a beer until the born on date and put it back?
I never have. I don't look at the date. I figure, you know what? The sooner I drink this, the better off I'm going to be. No matter, I can't let this thing get another day older. This isn't going to be good for anybody. The best I can do is just drink this immediately.
So this weekend in Chattanooga, we get the golf courses are going to reopen, dog groomers, you know, parks and public spaces. And Georgia, you kind of went first last weekend, movie theaters, restaurants. Have you gone out and about, Greg?
I have not. Boner and I talked about it last week. We are of a certain age and we have not treated our bodies very well. And
for yourself, I'm an Adonis.
I have tiger blood.
I'm sorry. I'm not winning. I am speaking only for myself, but I'm going to lay back before being in the big crowds and everything. I mean, I'm dying to get out there again. I would love to be at the Signal this weekend. I would love to see a rock show, a live show again, but
I would too. Would you do something small? Like, would you go play disc golf if that was open?
Well, I've done that. Several times in the last 6 weeks, because that is the perfect social distancing thing to do. And in Georgia,
especially with your game,
you're darn right.
See, we haven't had that open here. Like, I get the golf course back on Friday and I'm excited. I think, you know, I'm going to go by myself and I'm going to walk around and hit golf balls. I think. But if it's a nice weekend, I also think that everybody's going to have that same idea.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm not going anywhere until the Asian spa opens.
Massage parlors were the first thing to open in Georgia.
Yeah, come on down. Come on down, Boner. We got a place waiting for you.
Never mind. That's
one of my friends in New York called me and asked if he could stay here so he could go get a haircut. Like, I was like, what? he's like, how close are you to the Georgia line? I was like 10 minutes, if? He's like, I need a haircut. I may come down and stay with you. I was like, no, you're not.
Yeah. Let me spend several hundred dollars to drive down there so that I can get my $7 haircut.
Oh, dude, that is the reboot of Smokey and the Bandit. We bring a busload of people from New York to get haircuts in Georgia.
Oh,
let's start writing the script, Greg. You can direct.
I got a lot of hair to go and a short time to cut it. Yeah, I like that.
It'll be gone. Yes. Yeah.
Instead of a giant ass truckload of Coors, we got a truckload of dumbass hippies.
It's like the New York, like the Jersey Shore kids from New York, just fist pumping in the back, just trying to get their hair cut.
Yeah, all trying to stand in the back of a truck 6 feet apart.
Trying to. But we'll make sure we put too many people in there so they can't.
Ah, now we've got ourselves a TV show.
Yeah, it's like Survivor.
Greg, I hope you're taking notes. It's
Survivor meets Smokey and the Bandit. Meets Hunger Games.
There's a lot going on in there. Man. Meets Tiger King.
That damn Carol Baskin.
We could have Charlie Sheen would have to make a cameo at this point. Oh, and you know who is who needs to make a cameo? Carmen Electra has taken very good care of herself. She showed up in the Last Dance documentary. And it's like she looks the same as she did in the mid-90s. It's incredible. So shout out to Carmen Electra for whatever you're doing.
So, you know, I'm curious about this Last Dance thing. I mean, personally, I couldn't care less what, you know, the life of Michael Jordan. I mean, and that's what this thing is about. Well,
it's about like the team. Well, it's cool.
Yeah, well, I also don't give a rat's ass about the Chicago Bulls. I lived through it, and they were irritating then. So why do I want to watch this stupid documentary?
Because it's Michael Jordan like you've never seen Michael Jordan before. Like, he's just candid. Oh. He's just talking the truth. Like, it shows you, like, how much, like he truly hates Isaiah Thomas. Like, he straight up called him an asshole in the episode. Like, this is 30 years later. He had so much spite for Isaiah Thomas, he single-handedly kept him off the Dream Team, which was, you know, so Isaiah Thomas doesn't have a gold medal because of Michael Jordan. And Isaiah Thomas is kind of a jerk. Like, he was on the Pistons, and they got in the way of Jordan winning, like, championships in the late 80s, early 90s, and basically just by beating him up, like, throwing elbows and stuff. It's just wild, and it's interesting to hear, like, an athlete like Michael Jordan, one of the worldwide most famous people, just talk like you and I are talking about, like, dude, that guy's a dick. Like, that's what I like about it. Like, it's just him, like, you've never heard it before. So whether you like basketball or you like the Bulls, just getting that inside look of how, like, these guys really hated each other is just it's really cool. So
All right. Well, I still won't watch it.
Cool, dude. I'm glad. I'll get you to watch it. At some point, you will watch it.
Maybe I will. Probably not.
It'll still be on Netflix eventually. Once it's on Netflix, you'll watch it because you'll have no choice. It'll be like the next thing there.
Well, what's it on now?
It's on ESPN. And they air it every Sunday night for 2 hours for 5 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But it's airing everywhere else.
I'm busy watching Sunday Night Football. No, wait,
everyone else
I'm
in the
not.
World. No, you're not watching anything. That's the thing. It's like you have time to watch it. But it's a Netflix movie. The title is ESPN and Netflix Present The Last Dance. So it's only a matter of time before it's on Netflix.
I thought it was about dancing. And I said, yeah, I'm
nothing
not going
to
watch it.
I saw that CBS, since there is no sports on Sunday nights, they are going old school. They are bringing back the Sunday night movie.
That's gonna suck.
Yeah, that's decades ago.
Commercials and everything.
Yeah,
this should be terrible.
Major blockbuster movies. You can hear
Harry and the Hendersons.
Yippee-ki-yay, my friend. You know, things of that sort. It's just interesting to hear how they bleep things.
Yeah, that's what happens when you find a friend in the Alps.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, good. I can't wait.
Have you guys heard some of these stories about Ellen DeGeneres being like a raging, you know, not nice person?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's like every week it like pops up on the internet. Ellen Jenner's just like really mean to the people that work for her. And she's hosting this silly show on TV right now, The Games of Games.
Right.
And she had a mask on earlier that just said, be kind to everybody. And all I could just picture is her just screaming at people that work for her.
Well, that's what she says, you know, at the end of every episode.
Oh, is it?
Be kind to each other. Yeah.
But she's not practicing what she's preaching, according to the internet.
Yeah. Well.
Well, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true.
Yeah, I believe she's a huge bitch because I read it on Twitter.
Yeah. No, I've seen quite a bit about that, and it's funny to me. And I know, and look, it's probably just like this podcast, you know, all of the entertainment industry, they're all doing this stuff from home, and it's like the best that they can do, but it sucks. You know, it's terrible. It's just completely terrible.
Hey, I will say this, that Saturday Night Live.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. That's where I was going next. I was going to parlay into that.
Go ahead.
No, better from the first one to the second one. They put more head makeup and stuff. Whether you like the humor or not, it has gotten production value much better.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I will say I watched the beginning of it. I did see Brad Pitt as Fauci, and I thought, okay, well, that's, you know, this is good. And then whatever came on next, I said, this sucks. You know, I cannot watch this crap. This is really terrible. And it drives me completely insane. And the Ellen show is, you know, it's one thing. I watched that, and it was funny because my wife said, there was a dude standing in the back, and I'm like, why is this guy standing outside the window?
Yeah, I saw him. That was today's episode.
Yeah, I mean, it's every day. I mean, apparently it's every single day. So I'm like, why is this idiot standing outside? And she's like, you know, because she sits up there and works. And sees it every day. She's like, well, she does that every day. You know, it's really hard to be funny, you know, just sitting there by yourself. I'm like, huh, really? I'm like, no kidding. Yeah. And she's like, whoa.
You think? Yeah, she got like a stupid mop behind her trying to get laughs from that with somebody's face on it. Like, that show's on in the background, like the last 5 minutes, because the news is on RCB, our news partner. So they share a channel.
Yeah. So, I just thought it was funny because, you know.
Me too. Just the fact that you saw that as my brain was saying the same thing. I was like, this is just ridiculous. Like, this is just, like, you're just.
Yeah, I'm like, this is really pretty terrible. Yeah. And
the mask
I know
thing
they're,
would be kind, got me.
They're doing the best that they can.
We'll do better.
It doesn't make it good. You know, I've seen the late
show
night
shows.
The show
is not good when it's on without quarantine.
The shows suck. You know, you got Jimmy Kimmel with his, or not, is it Jimmy? No, Jimmy Fallon with his kids. The kids are funny. He sucks. Yeah. The rest of the show is stupid. It's really terrible. They should almost
I like Adam Sandler's verse on the Pete Davidson parody song. That's what I liked about Saturday Night Live.
No, I didn't even see that.
It was like the third skit, so you gave up pretty quick. It was cool, man. Sandman was funny, as always. He delivered.
Well, Boner, I watched an episode of Jimmy Fallon because I wanted to see what they did. And, man, you talk about completely low-tech. How low-tech that the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon was. And I was feeling down because it is, again, I am not digging ditches. I am not restocking toilet paper racks at Walmart. I am very blessed to have the job that I have. But at the same time, they are.
Got that right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Believe me, I say that every day, but I was feeling down because I didn't think I was doing anything worth a shit. And then I saw this guy's got hundreds of people. Yes, they are helping him remotely, but he has hundreds of people helping him, and I'm just as bad as Fallon.
Well,
you're at least trying to create your own content, not just take somebody else's words and try to make them funny.
Yeah, I mean, but it's I guess the point I'm getting at, if we tried to do the same thing that they were doing, you know, if I tried to go on TV like Jimmy Fallon, like he's sitting there, you know, in his garden telling jokes, which there's no laughter, there's no nothing, you know, there's
it just shows you how bad the jokes really are when they stand alone.
and there is probably a huge amount of that, because I was listening to the jokes. I'm like, these aren't funny. This is stupid. But you know, sitting there trying to do that, it's incredibly similar to what we do. You know, sitting in a studio by ourselves trying to say something funny. Does
but it's
it
usually not like you hear that idiot.
Yeah. And, you know, is it funny? I don't know. No idea, because I'm not hearing anybody because there's nobody in there. It's just it's really similar. But I suppose the difference is, like you said, you know, he's got writers that are sitting there trying to make him look good. And failing miserably.
Yeah, that's the best they got. Now, I'm a tough critic. I don't find those late night shows to be that funny. That's not my kind of humor. You know, my wife likes it. It's fine. It's a family type thing. Good for them. They have their audience and their niche. It's not for me. So I just kind of, unfortunately, I'm more judgmental towards those late night jokes. Some I do like Jimmy Kimmel. I think his humor's a little bit more geared towards me. But that's really, I don't know. That's just saying that off the handful of shows I've watched of his. But I respect him the most because he's just a former radio guy.
True. True that.
Who is?
Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Kimmel. Kimmel.
He did a morning show in L.A. with, what's his name, the Man Show partner.
Yeah, and remember they took the Man Show, wasn't it on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
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 Like he took the radio platform and really, you know, turned it into this. So good. I mean, huge respect. And he's like best friends with Howard Stern. So, I mean, he's still a radio dude at heart.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I don't know. Honestly, it's hard for me to really respect any of these late night guys because I think they're all dicks. I do like I like Fallon for the most part because he kind of did something different with that show. You know, he does some pretty interesting stuff. Mostly it's, the video stuff
right.
that he does. That's really, really good. Otherwise the rest of these late night yahoos, they've gotten way too freaking political and they all just piss me off. And I think, you guys can all eat a big giant bucket of weenies.
So while we're on this, and you guys both, we all have a lot of experience, but over the course of all your lives, who's your favorite all-time late-night guy?
Carson?
And it's Captain Kangaroo.
I knew Greg was the Johnny Carson guy, and he's going to say Carson, that.
But, you know, I'm also a huge Letterman fan, and I miss Craig
Ferguson.
I miss him so badly. He did something really unique with the Late Show because he just took it apart. One of his bits were that he would have all of his questions on a card, and as soon as the guest came out, he would tear up the card. That was one of his shticks. He was wonderful at ad-libbing and truly looking like he was listening to his guest rather than doing a bunch of bits. I agree with Boner in that I love some of the bits that he does with his guests ahead of time, but as for interviewing people, some of the funniest interviews that I ever saw were with people I had no idea who they were when I was watching Craig Ferguson, because he listened to them and got them tickled and got them laughing about things. Ferguson had a great gift that way.
Yeah. And I mean, he was really good. You know, Carson obviously is just, he's
Sean Connery. he's Connery.
Yeah, he's way up here on the on everything. But Letterman, you know, when Letterman was great, Letterman was great, and that was a. That was definitely a show that, you know, with his stupid top 10 lists and,
Again, I pay homage because I am nowhere near half as funny as Letterman, but that's what I do with my top 5.
Yeah, but he has a bunch of writers and, you know, Letterman was the, for me too. Like, I think Letterman, he's my top favorite. I mean, I've seen Carson, respect Carson, but didn't get to watch him do
and
it.
And even, I mean, Carson, I get to watch more of, you know, classic Carson, and you get to see some of that stuff with Ed McMahon and all that. I didn't really necessarily live through Carson so much, as much as I did with Letterman.
Greg was in the studio audience.
So,
I was in the studio audience for David Letterman. I gotten to go to see that one time. That was pretty cool to see how like all that goes down and like, you know, from the vantage point of being in the crowd. Yeah, it was interesting.
I got to be in the studio audience of Star Search with Ed McMahon.
Nice, dude. There you go.
I also was in the studio audience in like 1978 of Happy Days.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get in a happy day? Well, you grew up. You're born out in L.A. So
I was in L.A. and my Cub Scout group ended up going to a filming of Happy Days. So
wow,
wow! Did you touch his leather jacket, or did he touch yours?
I didn't have a leather jacket because of poor. But and I don't know if I touched. I know that I met him. As being like 6 years old or whatever the hell age I was, I don't know. But
did you clap every time the sign told you to?
Of course. Yeah. Yeah. For each and every time they tried the same take, you know, cause it's not only one take, you know, there's, they'll do it. And then say laugh, and we ha 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 ha, and then they go, well, that didn't go really great, so let's do another take of this, and then they do it again, you know, same scene over again. Okay, laugh, ha 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 ha. Okay, everybody did everything perfectly on this one. You know, it's a take. Good, move on. So,
do you remember what episode you were at? Like, could you be like, it was season 5, episode 3?
I don't know off the top of my head. I have seen it on TV, several times in the past, and I would know it was a Christmas episode.
Oh, okay. That's easy. That narrows it down.
When was it filmed? What month?
How the hell do I know? I was like,
no, I know. But
where'd you park?
It wasn't at Christmas time, was it?
Where did you park? No, it was not at Christmas time. No, not at all. No.
There were you in LA on the night of.
And you know what's funny? My neighbor, one of my best buddies at the time, had a pinball machine. And the pinball machine was called Nip It.
Nip It?
Nip It. Now, if you watch Happy Days, that's the same pinball machine that was at Arnold's was Nip It. And I used to play that same pinball machine, you know, constantly when I was a kid. But that was the same one that was at Arnold's drive-in in Happy Days. Not the exact same one because they didn't buy it from Happy Days, but same pinball machine.
Nice, dude. Little inside scoop on a little boner going to a Happy Days taping there.
And in 1985, children, I went to California.
No.
Which is a completely different story. But I went to a taping of The Johnny Carson Show.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah. And guess
you
who
make
the
trip to California specifically for that?
Again, we'll save that for another podcast. The reason that I went.
But it
involved a woman.
Sex trafficking.
Yeah, it was.
Cocaine pickup.
But his guest was
Harris Ford.
Was the winner of the ugliest dog contest.
Nice.
Victoria Jackson, who at the time she was a girl on Saturday Night Live. She was a dumb blonde from the 80s. And David Letterman.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's
crossover
pretty awesome.
Episode.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
So now when they do that kind of a taping, do they actually come out and say hello, or is it really?
Okay, the way that it worked, I still remember it very well. First of all, Freddie DeCordova, who was the producer, he came out and he said, "Welcome to the show. Thank you very much for coming. Here's Ed McMahon." And Ed McMahon came out and he told a couple of jokes.
All right, then.
You are correct, sir.
You are correct, sir.
And then Doc Severinsen said hello. And he said, "Okay, we're about to start." And boom, they went to it and they actually filmed it in real time. Again, it was, you know, taped live. So during the commercials, he did take a couple of questions from the audience. Like right after his monologue, Johnny Carson took a couple of questions. And but, you know, during commercial breaks, I know in the first one, after he had done a little bit of chitter chatter with Ed McMahon, he took a couple of more questions, but after that he was very quiet during the commercial breaks.
Yeah, when I went to the Letterman taping, he came out in between guests and would, like, you know, interact with the crowd a little bit, say a few words. But before the show, like, he had like a hype man, like a hype comic, who would come out
and do
a 15-minute set to get everybody, you know, get us all laughing and in a cheery mood, so we'd be more willing to laugh, which I get. You know, I was excited to be there. And it was just cool to see the whole operation. I got to see Johnny Depp, and he did a two-parter because he was, like, such a big guest. So they did, like, you know, the part one, and they go to commercial. Oh, we're going to come back with even more Johnny. And I got one of those episodes.
Okay.
So,
wow.
And when I was a kid in high school, back in 96, the Yankees won the World Series, and I went to New York for the down for the parade, the ticker tape parade with my cousin. It was awesome. But we ended up going to the Hello Deli, like by Letterman's studio. Yeah, just to go in there and see that guy, Rupert or whatever his name was.
Yes, Rupert.
There. Said hello to him. Took a bunch of pictures. We're just talking shit with him. It was pretty funny. And then, we just went back and just started, you know, kept celebrating the end. We may have been a little intoxicated, but we still went in the hotel regardless.
I don't believe
we
a
were
word
of that. We were celebrating a championship, so...
Wow. How about
that? That was fun, man. Who knew we were such late night guys? Do you guys, I heard nobody mention Jay Leno.
Yeah. I wonder why.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I used to love Leno. Remember when Leno used to show up on Letterman's show early in his career, and he would do a segment called What's My Beef? It was very funny. But after.
I liked beef. I'm a big fan.
In fact, as we are taping this, it is Jay Leno's 70th birthday on Tuesday, April 28th, or as Conan O'Brien calls it, Tuesday.
Right. Yeah. How about that?
Hey, yo, Conan's show, I don't watch a lot, but it's sneaky funny. Like, it's like he's got one of those shows on a channel that nobody pays attention to. So he can just do whatever he wants, and it's just like I see clips on the internet. And I'm like, this is actually probably a funny show if I ever gave it a chance to watch it.
When's that on?
It's
on like 10 o'clock on TBS. I think I could even be wrong on that. It's like an early late night show, maybe 11. Maybe it's on 11 o'clock. I could look. Yeah. I got the TV in here, but I don't. Yeah.
No idea.
Trying to find the remote. Like, you think that's going to be easy? No, but it was really good catching up with you guys, man. We've It's been a while, man. I'm glad everybody's staying safe, staying healthy, and continue to do so, even as we start to get back out there little by little and things start to open back up. Just take care of yourselves and wash and, you know.
Look, man, don't tell me what to do.
I want you to take care of yourself. You said yourself you got a lot of risk factors. I'm looking out for you.
I do. That's why I left the house today for the first time in like 6 days or 5 days. I don't think I'd left in days.
Yeah, the longer you stay home, the more you don't want to leave.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a certain amount of that. You know, do I miss the people I work with? Yeah, absolutely. Am I in any hurry to see them again? Absolutely not. And I don't mean that. I don't mean that in any bad way.
Owner. Sean, can you cut him off?
That in any way.
Let's cut him off. Cut him
we
off.
Kick him. Kick him right out of here.
Kick him out.
We all want to see each other. Maybe when we have that first quarantine party, we'll just leave you off the text thread.
I say we play a game of poker.
Well, we could use my poker table.
I mean that only in the way that you know, the same way that you know you were talking about earlier, Greg. That you know my previous awesome health decisions, from my past.
Yeah,
you know, I'm in no hurry to rush right out and do anything that may or may not harm myself. And so,
in
other words, we're not going to make out when we see each other.
No, we are.
Oh, okay.
That's absolutely going to happen.
That is still on the table. Good.
Yes, that's the yeah. And so will you be face down.
and on the floor. Keep doing those push-ups, Randon.
It's on. Oh, yeah. I told you, my wife has, she's been looking at me. I'm too fat, you know, apparently these days. So I have needs. I don't.
More stuffing for luffing.
Right.
Well, you guys be good, you hear? We'll see each other's one day here real soon.
All right. Well, yeah. I don't know why you got to threaten me, but fine.
Yeah, I say that so it won't come true. Like most things I say out loud don't happen. So that's what that's for. Like I'm going to win this bet. The Yankees are going to win the World's anything. So it's not going to happen. We're going to be on lockdown.
I'm totally going to score tonight.
Nope.
Right. Yeah. Shh.
Think it. Don't say it, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a problem with that. Just I don't have the thing that says not to say. Just
Wait a minute. I have a prediction. Wait a minute. It's coming to me. Wait. And Roundtable 105 has come to the end.
Ah, very nice.